From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, August 17th. Coming up, a look at some of the problems facing emergency medical services in Indiana and throughout the Midwest. For some people, they could be the difference between life and death. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is brushing off the findings by both Republicans and independent consultants that the new legislative maps passed by Democrats this spring are unconstitutional. Hannah Meisel has more.
Community advocacy organizations repeatedly asked Illinois Democrats this spring to wait on census data delayed by the pandemic before drawing new political boundaries. But Democrats didn't want to risk blowing a deadline that would have given Republicans a 50-50 chance to control the process. After the Census Bureau released that key data last week, the GOP and independent consultants say the Democrats' maps clearly violate the constitutional principle of one person, one vote, since some districts are disproportionately larger than others. But Governor Pritzker on Monday wasn't troubled about it.
Well, my number one concern about the maps is just to make sure that we're recognizing the diversity of our state, and to the extent that there are changes that will need to be made, that's certainly something the legislature will need to take up, and I'll consider.
The legislative maps are currently locked in a federal court battle, but lawmakers held off on drawing new congressional maps until they had the new census data. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Classes will be starting in just a few days at the University of Illinois campuses, and the fall semester will begin similarly to the last one, with indoor mask requirements and COVID testing for anyone who's not fully vaccinated. A big difference this year is the vaccine, and the U of I says all individuals on campus must be fully vaccinated or have an approved reason, such as a medical or religious exemption. U of I President Tim Killeen, speaking on NPR's Here and Now, says the reaction to the requirements has been mostly in favor.
Well, we've got a little pushback, but I can tell you firsthand that most of the responses have been positive and supportive. All of that said, we have to be on our toes and we cannot be complacent.
Killeen says what's still uncertain is how quickly the Delta variant can spread. He left the door open for more frequent testing on campuses if needed. As summers get increasingly hot due to climate change, farm workers in the Midwest will continue to face dangerous working conditions or lose out on income. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more on a new report from the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The report looked at how outdoor workers, those whose jobs require them to be outside, will fare economically as summertime heat intensifies. It found that if greenhouse gas emissions are not curbed, outdoor workers in the Midwest could lose out on billions of dollars in earnings. Rachel Licker is a senior climate scientist who worked on the report. She says farm workers are among the most vulnerable to heat-related illness and death.
There are so many workers who are having to choose between their health and a paycheck. And, you know, that was really the motivation for this study, was trying to develop information that can be used to help prevent workers from having to make that kind of choice.
She says federal heat standards should be put in place to protect outdoor workers. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Public health officials reported 34 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. There are more than 800 active cases in the county, with 21 county residents hospitalized. Carle Health, which serves multiple counties, reports 84 patients with COVID-19 at its five hospitals, the highest number since early January. 24 of those patients are in intensive care. The CDC considers the level of viral transmission in Champaign County and all surrounding counties to be high and recommends mask wearing in all indoor public spaces. Still to come, a look at the problems facing EMS crews in Indiana and other Midwestern states. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Imagine this. You're at a small rural hospital and need to be transferred to another hospital, possibly for life-saving care. But it can take hours for an available ambulance to arrive. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports the problems facing Indiana's EMS and the consequences, which some warn are life and death.
On a hot summer day, I'm standing outside Margaret Mary Community Hospital with CEO Tim Putnam. This is a small 25-bed hospital near the Ohio border in Batesville, Indiana. For several of the neighboring counties, it's the only option.
You know, we could be the closest hospital for probably 30 miles. And a lot of times, those are not 30 miles of straight road. Takes a long time to get from some of the places people come from to here. You walk down, I'll show you the ER a little bit.
Putnam is also an EMT. He knows what it's like to be in an ambulance and also witnesses the growing challenge hospitals face finding ambulances for transfer to another hospital.
You can't be in a really small community and just do 911 when you have people waiting hours in the emergency department to get transferred to a trauma center or a stroke center or a cardiac center.
Often, the local ambulance service that responds to 911 calls can't sacrifice an ambulance for a transfer and leave the county understaffed. So Putnam's hospital subsidizes a nearby ambulance service for their transfers. But it's not a solution that will work for every hospital. The reality is it's an industry that's overworked and underpaid, all while the expectations of EMTs and paramedics are higher than ever. Recruiting new workers is a challenge, and after an exhausting year, many veterans are re-examining their career for better-paying options.
The healthcare that's delivered by an EMS provider has evolved dramatically, right?
This is Dr. Michael Kaufman, Indiana's medical director of EMS.
The amount of training, the amount of experience, the skills that are necessary to have a well-trained EMS provider has really increased.
The skill level has increased, but the wages haven't. And this is a big problem plaguing EMS. In Indiana, the median hourly wage for an EMT or paramedic is $16 an hour. Tristan North is a lobbyist with the American Ambulance Association. He says there are long-standing issues with government Medicare and Medicaid. These programs don't fully cover the cost of running an ambulance service.
So absolutely, that is something across the country that is a dilemma for our folks. They're not getting adequate reimbursement to pay more.
And as wages across the country rise, there are more unskilled, less stressful jobs that pay more than EMT. In Indiana, you can make almost as much money driving a food truck for kids.
My EMT will work for Kona Ice serving snow cones, blueberry snow cones, for more money than what they do as an EMT. But if I pay my EMT more, I'm going to go bankrupt.
This is Nate Metz. He's president of the Indiana EMS Association and runs a private ambulance service. He's frustrated with the lack of legislative response to their calls for help.
So this isn't a new issue. Even our association has been raising this alarm now for 8 years, and no one wants to listen. Last legislative cycle, we've raised this alarm, tried to push legislation to help us. No one wanted to listen.
And Metz, alongside hospital leaders, government officials, and industry experts, warn the consequences of waiting for care can be immense.
Human life are the stakes here. There are hospitals in the state right now that are waiting 8, 9, 10 hours to get a transport to take that patient to a higher level of care.
And while there have been improvements in the way Medicare and Medicaid reimburse for care, especially at the state level in Indiana, industry advocates are pushing for more. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Sean Crawford, Dana Cronin, and Carter Barrett. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.